But this past weekend, in the last 4 days, I was out Thursday and Friday because I was enjoying what is commonly known as a bachelor party. My own. And what was interesting is I wasn't going to have one. I didn't really care. And then I had a couple of friends who were like, dude, you got to have one because then we can go on a trip. I thought, you know what? Okay, let's do it. And I even had listed some options because I was like, whatever. So I said Nashville, Chicago, and I forget there's a third city that now I can't remember what it was. But most of the guys are like, hey, we've never been to Nashville. That'd be cool. Let's do that. I was like, all right, let's do that. So we planned that, and we flew out to Nashville. We landed in Nashville at 10:30 on Thursday morning. And I got back last night. I landed in Dallas at 9:30 Sunday night. A full 4 days with a group of 10 dudes. Some of them I had known for many, many years. And I will say that having spent a lot of time in Birmingham, it was nice because Nashville, you can drive to from Birmingham. So a couple of my Birmingham friends were able to make it, which was cool to see those guys. But the bachelor party, man, it is when 10 guys that in ranging in age, because my youngest brother, Mark, DJ was with us. I mean, there were some guys that were kind of in their early 30s and then guys my age in their mid 40s. So in all ages in between.
It's evolved so much that now it's one of those things to where when you see a lot of weddings, and my wife, because we'll be 28 years next month.
Nice.
So she'll say, man, I wish that was around when we had gotten married because, you know, we would have done that. And it was a pretty simple time back in those days in
you
the
just
late 90s.
Strip club it and have a couple drinks.
You know, but yeah, now when you're talking about the bachelor party, of course, now it would 100% be a destination going out. Let's go somewhere. And while we may have some debauchery and shenanigans, it's outside of the city limits. Well, that may have been available back in 96 when I got married, but I surely didn't have the funds to go anywhere and go enjoy anything.
Sure.
So it was definitely just in town. And maybe you try to take it the step up as far as not going out to a club and maybe having the club come to you. And that was kind of the step up of bachelor partydom. the I don't want to say bottom of the barrel because that's not the case, but the thought process was, okay, you go to a shake joint, you go and, you know, do what you have to do and everything is fine. And then the step up was, all right, let's go get a room somewhere at a hotel. And then, you know, the shake joint comes to you. And now it's
a whole weekend,
yeah,
4 days. You're flying, you're paying for plane tickets. And I will say, because the invention of Airbnb probably helped this tremendously.
Sure.
Because we had a kick-ass, it was a three-story Airbnb, and then the fourth story was the roof. And there was a grill up there. They had a hangout where it was set up with a fire pit and stuff on the roof overlooking downtown Nashville. So Thursday night, of course, you say, all right, hey, guys, it's Thursday. We don't want to go too hard.
Have to slow motion this thing.
Day one. And then, of course, by 7 o'clock, we need to leave. We need to go back.
Day one is the hardest you'll probably go because you won't recover for the rest of the days.
Thursday night, we were on the rooftop Thursday night. And we just hung out up there, which was great. And it was awesome. But, you know, there's enough where everybody had their own bed. Now, we had to share a room. There aren't 10 rooms. But all 10 of us stayed in one place. And we each had our own bed, which was important.
That's very important at our age.
Yes, and that was
in
nice.
The 20s, it doesn't matter.
I will say, and I won't name names, but the dude I stayed with apparently is a big-time drunk, middle-of-the-night farter.
Mm.
And, man, there were times, like, I'm dead asleep, and it would be so jarring.
You wake up punching the air, thinking somebody's around you.
I woke up, and I pick up my sleep mask. I'm like, what's... And I'm trying to fall back asleep.
It made you take off your sleep mask.
Because it was so
it's like
loud.
It's burning my eyes back on.
What a loud butt that is.
But you know, it's fun because you're all asleep. And then, like, you can hang out in the morning. All right, guys. And as guys gradually wake up and they're stumbling in, like, okay, where are we going? What's today? And we had a plan because, of course, we went to a bunch of breweries. But then a lot of guys had never been to Broadway Street and they wanted to experience that. So some guys spent 12 hours on Broadway Street, but most of us spent about 7 to 8 hours on Broadway Street on Saturday. There's a couple dudes who were single because the rest of us like, man, I'm ready to go back to the Airbnb. Like, I'm done. And a couple, like my brother Chris, for instance, he's like, well, I'm not going back. You know, those guys, they got back at 4 o'clock in the morning.
That's how you're supposed to do it. This is the guy trip.
I went to sleep at 12:30 that night. But there were a couple of funny things because we have Nashville hot chicken. There's a couple places around here, but the guys wanted to have it in Nashville. And we were in this one little area out in East Nashville at a brewery. And I was like, what do you guys want to do for lunch today? Like, oh, let's get the hot chicken. And one of my buddies has been to Nashville, like, who knows how many times. He knows very well. He goes, there is one of the OG hot chicken places, right? We can walk to it from here. And when I say OG, I was like, are you sure that we can walk into it like low ceilings, this old ass hole in the wall place, you know, and they're sitting out there smoking cigarettes. And we walk up and they see us walk up, they throw their cigarette to the, and my one brother refused to eat there because he said he saw the guy put his cigarette out and then walk back and start working with food. And he was like, I'm done.
Hey, that's what makes it hot. That's the hot of the hot chicken.
And I will say, we get up to the window and the guy goes, okay, guys, our medium is what people consider hot elsewhere. So just be aware. I'm like, I'll do medium. And my buddy Eric, he's like, I'm just going to do mild then. We sit down to eat. I'm not kidding you, man. It's probably the hottest thing I've ever put in my mouth. I was like, and I look, Eric got mild. We look over him. He's crying. He's like, it's in my membranes. His nose is running. His eyes are pouring. And he didn't even get hot. Medium.
There's something about that many dudes together. And we got a little taste of this at Ticket Stock when we went to lunch and had hot chicken. And the guy told us, like, and it's got the heat levels on there. And he's like, this is pretty hot. And then I hear McLaren up there. Well, what's up with this one at the top? What's up with this one right below? Oh, I guess I'll go the third one down. That was the most silent meal we've ever had.
Yeah, it was hot. Oh, I'm already at the bottom. You know me. I don't trust me.
The crazy, like when you get 10 dudes that are really good friends together anywhere collectively, you know, you end up walking around, you're being silly and you're joking, you're dying laughing and just hanging out with each other. And then, of course, a couple of guys in the group that were single are trying to talk to the girls in bachelorette parties or whatever. And somebody has to be the responsible one. But I mean, again, when you're Ubering everywhere and you start drinking at noon, by 8 o'clock, you're feeling really good. So the night we were on Broadway, I was like, all right, well, we need to go get food. Let's go back to this one brewery let's go try their pizza. So we're all getting in an Uber and two guys are like, we're just going to scooter over there. I was like, you guys, it's not close. Like, no, it'll be all right. We're sitting at the brewery. I kid you not. He shows us his phone. 52-minute scooter ride.
Oh, my gosh.
$41 they spent on a scooter. And one of them said that he was getting so pissed off. He's like, why are we going? Why'd you make me do this?
Because it sounds like a great idea. You've had a couple. Yeah, let's just scoot over it, man. That's right.
All made the decision to get on a scooter when we shouldn't have.
Yeah, but I do think that type of a trip, and I do this every year with my fantasy football guys because we've been doing the same league. This will be our 19th year, and it's evolved into, and I think there's something to be said as you get older. It's nice to get away. Especially, you know, when you have kids and it's just nice to get away. And I think women need it too, which is why I think the bachelorette trip has evolved or a girls week and what have you. And that was my thing is like, I didn't really look at this as a bachelor party as much as an excuse to get these guys together.
It's a
guy's
trip.
Right.
It's just together because I'm getting married, but it's not the typical bachelor. And I think a lot of people are going away from the typical activities on a bachelor party weekend.
There was no nudity, that I'm aware
outside
of.
Nudity. Right. You know, you guys probably are helicoptering in the Airbnb.
Just dude stuff.
Just
come
dudes
on.
Being dudes,
you
right?
You never know. I mean, yeah.
Hey, Jerry, watch this.
Bet you can't do this.
But we didn't go to a strip club. There was none of that. I mean, there was, you know.
You know what? I'm happy about that. If I were to get married again, there's no way I would do some of the activities that I did or a lot of my fellas did because we pretty much got married all around the same time, 96, 97, 98. And that was just, hey, let's go here and see this or whatever. But there is a 100% chance it would be in another city, whether it's Vegas
great.
Or Nashville or wherever. But as long as you're hanging out with your boys.
And that's the thing.
You're having the grandest of times.
Yeah. And 3 nights is because yesterday, I kept wishing, I was like, man, I wish my flight was earlier. And we tried, they're like, well, come on, it's our last day. And a couple guys, I mean, they were drinking and I was like, I got nothing left. Like I can't consume anymore. I just can't.
That third day is always bad decisions and regret.
Yeah.
That's all it is. You're just either making another bad decision that you shouldn't make or you're feeling the, your
that's
bad
what
decisions.
These weekends
for,
are
no,
for.
That, it's great, but
they're 100%
3 days
bad.
3 days is the
decisions
max.
Getting right to the cusp of saying I can't do this anymore. Yeah. And then resting up and waking up and doing it all over again.
It's so much fun, man. Like, great conversations, getting to spend a little bit of time, and in some cases with guys I don't get to see that much anymore. And it's really the way to do it. And I think I'd love to do that like once every 6 months. That might be a little much, but like once a year, which is usually why our fantasy thing ends up being a whole deal.
And I don't think so. I think there are a lot of people, even married couples, and I would encourage my wife to do the exact same thing. If you have a few girlfriends and you guys want to go to Nashville for the weekend, just, it's the recharging of the battery. Just get away. Text me and let me know that you're okay when you get there. And then I'll see you when you get back. You don't even have to check in or anything. Just go have a good time. And I think if more people will kind of have that mindset.
Right.
If you can go out, and it could be so much as a car trip to Houston or Austin or anything like that, just to clear your mind and get out of your own head at times. It does the mind wonders.
And get away from each other at times. Like spend
reset
every day together. Like if you just imagine 3 days apart and then like all of a sudden you come back, the sparks are flying.
So
dude.
Many of your bad moments are spent with the person that you live with.
Yes.
And it's not because that person is bad. That's just how life is.
You're just there together.
And if you know what? You know what wonders it will do for the person that's left at home alone? Like, my wife cherishes the time we go to training camp. We used to go for 2 weeks.
Beautiful.
Dude, and I'm telling you, she's probably
shoving you out the door.
She is stanky legging in the house all night knowing that I'm not there. And I'm not going to be there for 2 weeks. And it just does.
I think it helps a lot.
Because
you got to have your own interests and your own things that make you who you are. And when you get away from each other, I think you appreciate that a little bit.
And especially if they know if it's something that you really, truly enjoy. Yeah. Like if it's a golf trip and I'm going, she knows I love that.
Right.
Hanging with the fellas and all that. So there's no resistance. You know, if we have something planned, maybe we have to reschedule or not. But all right, you know, it's not too often. It's not like I'm going every other week. That's one thing. But if it's once, twice a year and you're going for a few days just to hang out.
Yeah, that's the best.
That it really, truly is on both sides of it.
Just hanging
more
out,
of that.
Drinking, having chats, man. And then, of course, the last night we're there, we didn't know because they said don't park in the garage. So nobody went into the garage. For whatever reason, we opened the garage door the last night we're there. There's a pool table and like this nice kick-ass couch in the garage. And we're like, why didn't we know this existed?
And you guys partied out there?
Oh, yeah, we did.
Dude, so great. Happy for you, man.
Surrounded by all your buds.
You have about a month.
Yep.
Where everything is legal.
I've got what, like a month and 2 days?
Yep. Leading up to that day. And it is weird that we're going to have the same wedding anniversary.
It is weird.
That is crazy.
Yeah, it's coming up,
You guys are just meant for each other.
I guess so. Yeah, we're meant for each other, not the ladies.
Yeah, no, I wasn't really talking about that.
Right.
No.
I don't know.
Who cares about them? Yeah.